Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi from freaking Italy. Wait, how do you say that? How do you say... Okay, I'm here with my boyfriend, Ovs, Beau Clark. But how do you say welcome to the show from Italy?
Benvenuti all'Italia.
Say it. So I want to do it. What is it?
Benvenuti all'Italia. I think, because I've been learning German for the last 3 years, so my Italian is rusty.
No, it really isn't rusty. No. I am so freaking impressed. Let me just start off, and then I'm going to go to why I'm impressed, because I'm glad you actually just brought that up. So we are here in Italy. This is the first time I've ever been out of the country with a boyfriend.
Same.
So
with a girlfriend.
So, big steps
huge.
Right now.
Grande.
Shit could have gone horribly wrong.
Horribile. It did. Well, I mean, it started awkward, but then it went well.
Why did it start awkward? Because I got emotional?
No, because I still had like sickness from Coachella.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you weren't as fun as you normally are.
No.
Yeah. Wait, so I'm going to write just right now in my notes, impressed, so I remember to go back to this.
Impressed.
Because I feel like we should just, like, go chronologically. So, okay. Khaleesi's, what we're doing, I have my little mini recorder, and we're just going to basically pretend like we're Instagram storying and just go over our trip thus far.
Yeah.
So, big deal that it's our first trip together out of the country. Thank God for what, poopery?
Oh, my God.
You know that I've discussed this on my podcast. Like,
really?
What happens when, like, you go out of town with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
But, like...
The only reason why I know about poopery is because at our office, it's only one freaking bathroom. And I had it, and I was like, oh, my God, this... If I would have known about this years ago, I would have been so secure about taking a poop.
I thought that I was the one that showed
you
it. I thought that you went into my bathroom and saw it and got it.
You have it. The office, you guys have the same one.
The same one?
The same one. And when I ordered it, instead of getting the normal one, I got like this freaking like liter of poopery, the one that we have. But I guess it's good. Whatever.
Can I just say that, again, I've talked about this on my podcast, but I've always said, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get to that point in a relationship where we can talk about poop and it really doesn't matter.
I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter, but, you know, I don't...
Well, I'm not going to sit and talk about... No, I'm not going to, like, talk about, like, what it looks like or
all
that.
Well, I don't want to be that couple that I'm sitting there pooping while
you're... No.
Yeah, okay, good.
That will never, ever happen.
Thank God. Even with poopery, I still don't want that to happen.
I never want to actually see you shitting unless you're in the middle of the street and you're shitting your pants.
Unless it's a unicorn fart or unicorn poop or glitter poop, then...
Glitter poop, 100%.
Okay.
But I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, wouldn't mind seeing you shit your pants because it would be so funny.
Yeah, you would enjoy that.
I would totally Instagram live. Not even Instagram
live,
story
really?
It, I would Instagram live it.
God, I've never done that. I don't know what I would do. I think I would just like hide in a bush.
Sometimes you just can't, you don't have time to go hide in the bush.
Yeah, I would do something.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's time.
Until then.
A girl can dream.
It's still our honeymoon phase. So.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. So our trip started off, I guess like a little annoying because you were all sick and feeling weird from Coachella.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, have some fun.
You thought I was nervous to see my family. And
or
was,
introduce me to your
or
family.
Or introduce you, but I was really had a stomach ache and you were a jerk. Because you wouldn't understand that I was just saying, babe, I have a stomach ache.
Well, I am a jerk.
I know you are a jerk. I'm learning that very slowly.
And we're not in first class or anything. So those seats...
Sorry, that's my fault because I wanted to sit next to you.
Those seats on the flight do not go all the way back.
They kind of go... I mean, we can get a little foot upness. I just wanted to, you know, it's fun sitting next to each other.
No, it is. It really...
We can do the whole, like... like, you know, touching each other's fingers from far away, you know, next time.
No, I had fun next to you. But do you get insecure on airplanes about ordering more alcohol? Because I did this time.
No, usually in an American flight, no. But then I just always smile. And then I just always think every European just thinks I'm like, we're dumb, drunk Americans. So that's normal.
No, like, I got really insecure. I mean, the food on the flight was really good to the point where...
It actually was.
Yeah, but I had already taken my sleeping pill. So It kind of feels like a dream. Even while I was eating it, it felt like a dream. And I just wanted to order more wine. And then they just... It felt like they were judging. Which has been a theme on our trip. Yeah, judgment.
Well, yeah, my sister judges.
Everyone judges.
And me. Well, Monica doesn't judge.
I mean, she has to. So Monica,
Monica is my cousin.
Is his cousin. I feel like everyone has to be judging a little bit.
Maybe, but no, because Monica's boyfriend, him and I drink a lot together, and it is fine. But my sister is like, oh my goodness, Bogey, you drink too much.
Yeah. Well, see, she's going to live forever, and we're not.
Yeah, I know. But she eats too much sweets, so we're all in the same boat.
No, I'm learning the Italian way.
Yeah.
You wake up, you have espresso or a cappuccino.
And a cake.
Yeah, and cake. And then you pretty much don't eat for the rest of the day until lunch. You have some meat and cheese.
Well, or risotto or something. Pasta.
See?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to just replace yes with C. See?
See.
And then you don't drink that much, just like a glass of Prosecco or something.
If that, unless they're working.
And then you have dessert, and then you go home, and it's bedtime. And you and I wake up, and we're like, Aperol Spritz, una birra.
Una brava.
Mm-hmm. Grazie. Yeah, and then we continue drinking all day long.
Yeah.
We are... going to be pissing Aperol spritzes.
I feel like I've drank so much. I drank so much Aperol spritz that it's become water now, and it's like Fanta. I don't even know if I'm getting buzzed.
No, yeah, totally.
When I had that Cosmopolitan, I know it sounds girly, but it was just full of vodka. Actually, gave me a buzz, and that was like the first time.
Did it feel good?
It felt great.
Yeah, no, I can't. I felt buzzed like the first 2 days. When we would have a cocktail, and now it's like Aperol Spritz is just water to me.
Yeah, I feel like we need to switch it up.
I don't know, because now I feel like it's going to be my drink. Whenever I go to Europe, it's with my girlfriends, but I come back with like a whole new drink that I drink all the time. Like, I never used to drink Curiels and Prosecco. Never. And then when I went to Europe with my friends, I would wake up at 4 a.m, and then I wanted to just drink, because obviously, and I'm like, well, what's appropriate to drink early morning? Like champagne, Prosecco, that's always appropriate.
No, mimosa.
Then it became a thing. Now I'm going to go back home and Aperol Spritz.
But if I add vodka to the Aperol Spritz, then I'm feeling good.
Do you want me to...
I feel like I need to start doing that.
Do you want me to get
I need a man Aperol Spritz.
Do you want me to get the mini bottle of vodka out right now?
Maybe that's good. Here, let's open it up.
Okay.
My sister's going to be pissed because we have to go to that... fancy Italian.
Oh, they did stop it. That would have sucked so bad for you.
For everyone wondering, I feel like I need to... I have a bunch of random people asking.
What?
Why do I have an accent and my sister doesn't have an accent?
Okay, I guess I should explain that. So, we're here for fun, but really also to meet Beau's family.
Yes.
Do you want to take it? Do you want to explain
I'll tell, like, the quick version.
Okay, tell the quick version of...
So, I have a birth father from Italy, who's Italian, and and then moved to America-ish around, and then my mom got remarried to my dad when I was 5, and never saw the birth father again until I was about 21. And then I found out I have a half-sister and all these cousins... And in Italy, there is no half-sister, so her mother is my mother, she's my sister, my other cousins on my birth father's side are all my family, so there's ones that I haven't seen. So when Monica and I met, and Paola and I met after, they were born after I moved back to America.
Right.
So that's it in a nutshell.
Right. So he didn't grow up in Italy, but his sister did.
Yep. She's full Italian.
Yes. And y'all met, like, fucking 16, over 16
years
ago.
2001 or two? I don't remember.
Yeah, I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, so was she.
That's true.
Yes. Actually, no, she's a little bit younger than you. A year or two.
Can I tell you how relieved I am that I love your family so much? How much would that have sucked?
It would have sucked ass.
If we didn't get along.
Nutballs.
Oh my gosh, like, what do you even do? Do I just, like, fly back home?
Or no, we'd probably leave Italy and go someplace else.
No, I would never make you do that.
I would do that.
No.
It'd be awkward, me sitting in there while you're not getting along with my family.
But that, I wouldn't want to make you leave your family if you have, like, that.
Yeah, but I would still, we're already here, I wouldn't say go home, let's fuck off and do something else.
Well, that's really sweet, but no, I feel really,
really?
No. I feel like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
We've got past the poopery part. Now we got past the family part. It's like, I feel like it'll be smooth sailings for a while.
And my sister loves you.
Yeah, I feel really lucky. Although I thought she was going to murder me.
Yeah, I did too.
Do you know what I'm talking about right now?
No, but I can't wait for you to tell me.
So I have loved every fucking day that we've spent in Italy. This has been such a... I don't want to be annoying and be like, this trip is so great, everyone. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's awesome. But it's been really easy and great. And I was worried about, oh my gosh, I don't know anyone. I don't speak Italian. I don't know anything. And I like to plan my trips. And I was just letting you.
And I don't.
And you don't plan your trips, but I still didn't plan anything. I let you, okay, this is going to be your thing. I'm not going to worry about it. And that took a lot for me.
It's good.
Okay?
You're growing.
You're growing. I'm growing. And I've loved every single day that we've gone to Italy. But the day that we've been in Italy. But the day that I loved the most was the day that I... Or the night that I thought I was going to be murdered. And that's when Georgia, your sister, was driving us... In the countryside, if you even call it that, of Italy.
Oh, the other night.
The other night.
Oh, yeah.
To that awesome restaurant. Let me just explain, y'all.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
We were legit in the middle of nowhere already. We took the metro already to the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere spelled K-N-O-W-H-E-R-E, because I don't spell. Anyways.
God. Middle of nowhere from the metro. We get picked up by Georgia's mom and her stepdad, and they speak Italian and not English at all. So I'm just sitting there, like, smiling. I'm like, I'm just going to use my looks.
You have perma smile.
Right now. Just, you know, pretend like I'm on drugs or something. Just smile AF.
Thank goodness the Botox is gone, because then you were able to smile. They wouldn't have understood. Why are you just staring at us?
Absolutely.
With this blank face.
Oh, my God. Thank God the Botox wore off. That would have really sucked if it
really
did.
Really awkward.
So they pick us up. I speak no freaking Italian. Bo sitting there having conversations, and he's trying to translate for between us. And all I can hear, I mean, obviously I pick up on bellissima. Yeah. I pick up on that. That's like pretty much the only thing. And if I were to hear vino, I'd probably pick up on that too, or pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't hear vino and I didn't hear pizza. But when I heard bellissima, my ears perked up. And I'm like, what? Smile again. But I felt so... I was very, very impressed by how you were able to full-on speak Italian. To me, you did. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And then...
It's broken, but it still works.
Switch your brain to be able to translate. But that was a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, Georgia's mom is looking at me and wants me to eat all these sweets, and I don't really like sweets and chocolate and stuff, and I'm forcing myself because the look in her face when she sees that I'm not eating, like, the stuff from the bakery, it looks like I stabbed her puppy or something. So I'm like, you know, it's like that scene in Bridesmaids where all the girls are going dress shopping and Kristen Wiig's about to shit her pants, and... She goes and eats the almond to prove that she's not sick. Have you seen Bridesmaid?
Of course. I had an asthma attack and had to leave the theater. Then I had to go back and watch it again another day.
Because of that scene?
Because it was so freaking funny that I didn't have my inhaler. And I had to leave.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think the fifth movie that's ever happened to me.
Wait, that's cute. Yeah. Okay.
The first one was Home Alone, but that's another story. Anyways.
Oh my God, you were old or young and old enough to see Home Alone in the movie
theater?
That's special.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I think 12.
That's like seeing Star Wars in the movie theater.
Not that. Well, I did see. Just continue.
Okay, so that's what I felt like when I was eating all the stuff from the bakery, because sweets make me feel physically ill. Pizza, I could eat. He just used his inhaler. So cute. Pizza I could eat for fucking days. I could never get sick off of it. But just, I really felt like I was starting to sweat, forcing myself to eat so much chocolate.
Yeah, I know. I saw you.
And I didn't know how to communicate that, like, thank you so much, but I...
No, gracias.
Just know, like... And then if, like, I didn't want tea, and then I felt bad that I didn't want tea, and I'm like, I don't know how to communicate that I...
Italian mother who just...
Yeah.
You know, you see it in the movies where they're like...
Let me feed you, you skin and bones.
What is your problem? Eat it.
Yes. So, that day, I wanted to just tell you, impressed by your fucking Italian.
Thank you.
But that was the night that I thought I was going to be murdered by your sister, because... Like I said, we were already in the middle of nowhere. Then she says, okay, let's go to a restaurant where...
Well, I mean, it is actually a really good setup. Like, start, take your girlfriend to Italy.
Oh, yeah, it's like you guys were in cahoots.
It's great, everything's good. And then now she feels safe, she feels secure. Now we're going to drive outside Milan into the rice paddies in this random area in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly we'll come up to this big barn, which is also a restaurant. And this is where they cook and eat people.
Absolutely. Right? This would be a wonderful horror
town
movie.
Folk come in.
Yes.
To watch.
No, like I said, I wrote
an apple in your mouth.
I wrote this down
and roast your ass.
Like some Italian human sacrifice type of situation. It was like, do I know Bo really though? Like I was having all these thoughts. We're driving from 10 minutes after 10 minutes after 10 minutes. I'm like, we've been driving for like over an hour, and I haven't seen a streetlight or a sign.
No streetlights.
And Georgia's being like, there are only 100 people in this town. I'm like, great. All right. That's strange. And we keep going. There's even less in this town. Cool. Well, if I was going to murder someone, I would drive them here and convince them that we were going to a restaurant.
Good luck finding a body.
Yeah, 100%. I was legitimately thinking, how well do I know Bo? Has this been a full-blown thing to just, like, devise, like, this master plan to murder someone? Like, if you were, like, serial killer siblings.
Has he really brought a girl to Europe and they just never come back? Is he lying to me?
It's like Get Out.
Oh, you Get Out.
The movie.
Oh, I know.
Did you know what I was talking about?
I do.
That's exactly what
it... You're going to be sitting on that chair crying while I'm, like, sharpening the knife, except we're going to eat you, not... put you in different bodies.
Yeah, okay. So that is exactly what this felt like. Driving in the middle of nowhere. Then she says, we're going to have to drive into a gate to get to the restaurant. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean we're going to drive into a gate? Like,
but you recorded that.
I recorded it, yes. I had to record everything in case you guys murdered me.
Okay.
So we drive into the gate, pull up to a like old school haunted looking barn right up my alley if I'm going to survive.
Yeah.
Like, just not if I'm going to be murdered.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, this is really cool. I love it. Walk upstairs. It looks like somebody's home and a haunted house home. And there's just these two older Italian people that don't speak a lick of English whatsoever that are going to feed us. I'm like, yep, deaf getting murdered.
And there's no menu. They just told us what we're
going to told us what we were going to... It was... I'm so glad I didn't die or get hurt. But it was the... It was actually my favorite restaurant I think I've ever been to. My favorite experience at a restaurant. It was so haunted-y.
It was niche. It was
scary.
Niche-y the word. It was scary. It was random. There's a place in Florida that reminded me of this, where my mom lives, but it's not there anymore. But it was just, I don't know. And the woman was like funny, and we had heat as for the fireplace. They literally had a fireplace for the heat.
It was cold, so they went and... But like an old school fireplace that was like in the wall.
The barn, they made a barn. The barn's probably like over 100 years old from their family, and it's all rice field. And so the top part of the barn, they basically made modern, but there's still the central fireplace, which heats the top part of the restaurant.
See? If you've listened to my podcast at all, then you know I'm obsessed with shopping, but particularly shopping online, because I'm a lazy person. I don't really like to move from my couch or my bed. It's just more fun to just be comfortable and drink wine while I just have my computer or my iPad or whatever on my lap, and I get to watch like Midnight in Paris or, I don't know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians and just be basic. And I've just discovered a new website that I am so obsessed with, and it's called ModCloth. Okay, so let me just explain. What I really like about this website is that there's women that are designing for us. So we don't have dudes designing outfits and designing dresses and stuff for us. It's women making clothes for women. And they have their own signature label. It's incredible. Also, let me just add, it comes in a range of sizes from XXS to 4X. How many times do we go on websites and we go to buy something and it's either like a universal size or there's only like size 0, size 2, size 4, and everything's sold out? And you're like, well, who the hell is buying all of this stuff? Because sure as hell is it me or any of my friends. Are they a bunch of 13-year-olds? Cool. No, not with ModCloth. So every single size is taken care of. And I love the fact that they have their own signature line. Right now, they just came out with this whole thing for summer, which is a bunch of aquatic prints, rainbow brights, their swimwear, and they also have a wedding section because it's wedding season coming up. So there's this bridal boutique. Whether you're a bride, a bridesmaid, or you're just a guest, they have this whole area that will cover any one of your needs. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's so woman friendly. I seriously recommend it. Right now, if you go to ModCloth, you get 15% off your purchase of just $100 or more. $100 is like nothing when you actually think about shopping online. So 15% off is a lot. You have to go to modcloth.com and enter code STASSI, STASSI, at checkout. Now, this code, the offer is going to expire on June 29th, so I would recommend going now. But you get 15% off $100 or more if you go to modcloth.com and enter my code STASSI. Seriously, shopping online is the best, and ModCloth makes it so easy. And it's so comfortable because you know that there's a bunch of women that are taking care of us when you go to the site. So modcloth.com, enter code STASSI, and you get 15% off $100 or more. Can we talk about the bathroom? If I would
have... You were more scared of the bathroom. Okay.
All right.
When I gotta pee, I gotta pee.
Okay, I'm gonna walk everyone through this. This is what the bathroom was like. So I'm like, hey, I have to pee. Georgia, can you take me? Because I heard it's outside, and I'm not fucking going outside in the dark, in the middle of nowhere. There are no other customers. There's nothing... Like, it would literally be like me camping and going out into the woods. That's what it felt like. Absolutely not. I go down there with Georgia. We open up the door. They're like... If I would have gone into that bathroom before I went into the restaurant, I would have 100% said, y'all are murdering me. Y'all are murdering me tonight. And I'm going back in the car. Drive me back. Like, this is... Or I'm putting... I'm like, thank God my location is on. Katie and Kristen have it.
Yeah, but I think there was...
You probably couldn't get location.
No, there's not even location on the IG. Remember we tried to tag it?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But when I walked into this bathroom, it was, you know, those old school black and white photos from like the 1800s where during that time they would take photos of the dead and like the mom would stand next to her dead baby.
But you wouldn't know it's a dead baby because everyone's still still.
Yes. Yeah. That's what the bathroom was covered in those photos.
It was.
Like, what the hell? Where did they get all of these photos? If I were to make a restaurant, I would obviously do it haunted house theme. Like, if I could make, just
right.
Somebody handed me money and said, make a restaurant the way you would want to do it. I'd be like, great, 100%, like a haunted mansion, haunted house themed, spooky, and the bathroom would be exactly like that. Where do you find those photos?
So the one thing about Italians is that certain families and that far out span generations. So they keep everything. So where she was probably, you know, 85 years old, the grandmother. So her sons live there if they're not married. So she's probably got her family there and her her parents and her parents and her grandparents. So that's probably like six generations of a family that's lived on this property that is now a bar. It's still a farm, but it's also a restaurant. So they have all these things because they don't just throw them away. Well, and our Americans, we just toss stuff out or keep it, or it's in the attic, or, you know, if your grandmother goes away, dies or something, you just toss everything, you know, or we try to digitize it and put it on a computer. But Italians, it's just a different thing.
I want to get my hands on photos like that. I would decorate my apartment with old school, scary, creepy photos. How much would that suck? Like, I would roll over in my grave if my, like, great-great-great-grandchildren made a restaurant and my photo was put in the bathroom and not the restaurant.
Yeah, I think you would like that because you would scare the shit out of people.
Okay.
I mean, am I right?
Yeah. See, I just thought, you're right.
You wouldn't want to be there all smiley and cute up in the restaurant. You want to be there, like, with your resting bitch face.
Yeah, I'm here to fuck shit up. And by your actual shit.
Exactly. And then you're like, and then all in the background would be like a random thing of potpourri, but black and white.
Potpourri. I was looking in the drawers. They had like old school cabinets in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know if you went in the same one that I did.
Well, I went to the men's.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a unisex bathroom or not.
Somewhere.
Was yours like what I'm describing?
No, because I saw yours on your Instagram.
And it didn't look like that?
No. Mine was just a toilet and a couple pictures. I think they would like make the girls a little bit scarier.
Okay. Well, one of the like little cupboard drawer things had like old school photos like sketched into it or something. And I was going through I was like opening it up like as I was peeing, like, what's in there? Secrets and spells. It was the cool. It was. We need to give a shout out to Dalalalas.
Osteria della Lala. Osteria della Lala.
Osteria della Lala.
Osteria della. I think you can find it on Google Maps, actually, or no, TripAdvisor. It was. Remember, I took her car because she actually has a TripAdvisor.
That's right.
On the window.
Anyone who comes out to Milan or anywhere around here, I would suggest renting a car.
Yeah, you definitely have a car.
So you could go to
Osteria della Lala.
That, because it is so cool. I thought I was going to be proposed to or something. I legitimately looked at Bo and said, you proposing tonight? Because this is freaky. It's haunted. It's cool. It's romantic. Okay.
You know, it's actually called Dalalala Osteria Fiorentina. Got that? Good luck.
Yeah, totally. Good luck with that.
That was fun.
So that was my favorite night that we've had thus far. What's been your favorite time?
I don't know. That fucking rainbow is awesome.
Oh my god.
A double rainbow with electricity and
what do you mean with electricity?
With the lightning. Remember, it was all lightning, and then all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, it just poured rain, and then 2 seconds later, there was
a
double rainbow.
But a full
rainbow.
None of us had ever seen a full rainbow.
Not that close.
How many people... Have you ever seen a full rainbow ever?
No, I don't know. No, I don't.
I don't think I ever have. I would remember that.
To the point where I took a picture, and you see the rainbow going... You know when people say, I see that's where the pot of gold is?
Yes.
I mean, we saw where... We saw where the rainbow ended on the ground, on the land, and then also in the water. It was crazy.
Okay, yeah, let me give some backstory. So we were staying in Desenzano. How do you say it again?
Desenzano.
Desenzano.
And the biggest lake in Italy is called Lago di Garda, Lake Garda.
Okay.
And we were in Desenzano.
Yes, and so we were having dinner on the lake, and all of a sudden it started to lightning, and... This ninny over here.
And then it started pouring rain.
Well,
did you call me a ninny?
Yeah.
What is a ninny?
Like a sissy.
And you say I'm old? Who uses ninny?
I don't know. I feel like my grandpa used to say that.
Okay. All right. Just making sure that you understand. Wow. Ninny.
I don't even know what it means. Like a sissy, right?
I don't know. Why do you yell at me or call me a name?
Like a wuss.
Okay. Then say that. At least that's more updated.
A wussy?
Yeah. I feel like I would call you a ninny or my grandmother.
Yeah, looks like a grandparent's thing.
Okay, good.
Okay, so you were a ninny. And you said, well, we're going to have to go inside because it's lightning. I'm like, dude, the odds of us getting struck by lightning so...
We were sitting behind a big-ass tree on the water.
Do you know, we would be in the news, like, we'd be on Daily Mail for, like, a really long time if we got struck by
Italian,
lightning.
The Italian mail is so slow, by the time news got to America,
no one would care anymore. It would be by the time Prince Harry and Meghan Markle get married and their wedding would just, like, it would take 3 weeks to get to, you're right. You're totally right. But so then it starts pouring rain, we get up, and then a full-blown rainbow.
2 seconds later, after we save the wine.
A full rainbow. Like, the reason why rainbows look the way they do in cartoons.
Or emojis.
Yeah. Like, you could even see the violet. You could see every single color in the rainbow. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I've never seen this before. Holy shit. If I was over there where the rainbow ends, would I just be, like, in color? And then he said no.
No. It's like when Britney Spears smokes weed and talks awesome back in the day with K-Fed. She would just say smart things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Time traveling?
Time travel speed?
It's a logical question.
If I'm in the rainbow, will I just be, like, in the color?
It's a logical question. When you don't know anything about rainbows, really, you've never actually... Well,
has anyone ever, like, what if you're driving and all of a sudden, oh my God, this crazy color just happens?
Yeah, maybe it looks like...
Have you ever heard of that happening?
No, but I'd never really thought about it before. Yes. I had never given it enough thought.
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay. Now I know that.
Yeah.
But then another rainbow forms
over. It was
a
double rainbow.
I already think it's probably good luck to have a full rainbow happen.
Yeah.
But then...
Double rainbow?
A rainbow happen on top of the rainbow?
And I tried to do the funny... Triple rainbow, but you've never saw that YouTube video from years ago, so then it wasn't even funny.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, triple rainbow. I still have to show you too.
Yeah.
But that's awkward silence.
So that was your favorite.
Well, in the
part of the trip.
Well, I mean, that was awesome.
No, I just want to know your exact. I want to know your favorite because I told you my favorite part.
I was like, oh, you know, us doing this thing, coming out here, you know, being together. First time for everything, meeting family, doing something totally different, and then a fucking rainbow shows up. I'm like, hey, sign from God, maybe that this is it's a good thing that we did this or something, you know?
Oh.
Oh.
That was so sweet.
I mean, it's probably the vodka talking that I just put in the you know, this drink, but...
That's fine.
It's fine, but, you know, it comes from somewhere.
Yeah. I don't care where it comes from.
No, I thought that was amazing. And then we took... really cute photos, and then you made me post she made me post the cute one. I wanted to post the funny one.
I'm gonna post the funny one.
Yeah,
you can post the cute.
I already did.
You always get the funny one.
All right, fine.
It's about time that I get it.
Yeah. So now
that explanation, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we've decided to extend the vacay.
Yep.
Amsterdam, Brussels.
No, Brussels, Amsterdam.
Well, I'm not going in order. Okay. Bruges.
Yeah, it's better weather. We did a poll, Barcelona or Amsterdam, but it's raining all in the south, and only the northwest of Europe is freaking beautiful.
I know. Listen, we were trying to decide. This took hours and hours of deliberation.
First, we're going to go to Berlin.
Yes, because Berlin is Beau's favorite place. I've never been. And then I'm like, wait a second. I was like, this is a lot of what Beau wants to do, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yep.
I was like, well, and then he goes, well, why don't we go to Paris? I'm like, well, that's what I would want to do. But then let's take a trip somewhere that neither of us have been. So it's equal playing fields.
Yep. And as many times as I've been to Europe, everyone always yells at me that the fact that I've never been to Amsterdam.
That is crazy. And Barcelona, because everyone talks about it.
Been to Madrid and Santander and Mallorca, but I've never been to Barcelona.
Well.
See how I said that? It was sexy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was like, ciao, but with a TH.
Mm-hmm. Barcelona.
Yeah, my sister can't say that.
I sound like I just have a lisp when I say it.
That's the whole thing.
It doesn't sound sexy when I say
Gracias.
It, though. Gracias.
All right, we'll practice that when we go.
Well, we're not going right now.
I know, we'll practice.
Yeah, so we did a poll, and Barcelona won, but that's not where we're going, because we make our own rules.
Exactly. Whose house?
Our house.
That was like Austria. Maybe we should go to Austria. That was like an Arnold. I feel like I was doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It kind of sounded like that.
It did.
Yeah, it really sounded like that.
I don't know. Things just come out of my mouth.
I know.
It's weird.
I know they do.
Yeah.
You are a lot of fun. Yep. You are my best travel companion. I mean that out of all my friends and family members.
Oh shit! Some girls are gonna stab me later. I can't say.
I know
that.
Rachel O'Brien. God. Is gonna be like, what did she just say?
Rachel, I love you. Just kidding. Shut your mouth.
Okay, you're right. I'll take that back. I'll take that back.
What about Verona too?
Oh my God!
You're missing. You're just, like.
Well, I was just giving my favorite night, but okay. Verona. Well, I think that was my actual favorite.
We went from Desenzano and traveled around Cidamone, that old castle.
Same.
And then that really old area.
That's when we started our Aperol Spritz. Yep.
And then, exactly. And then stayed there for a while in Desenzano in my uncle's place. And then took a day trip to Verona.
Yeah, that I loved Verona.
That was a perfect day, too.
No, that was actually my favorite day.
It was like the only sunny day that we've had, kind of, because we had one sunny day in Cirmone, mm-hmm. the castle, and then it was cloudy, rainy, and then one day, a pretty day in Verona.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice, except you didn't get up and write our names on the wall with permanent marker.
Did you have a Sharpie in your pocket?
I would have found one.
Oh, really?
I could sniff Sharpie. That out.
Oh, you can sniff it out?
Yeah.
Really? Because it's so strong?
Or just like,
they don't make those Sharpies like that anymore. That's from back in the day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
Is that a real thing?
You can't get high on Sharpie anymore. Just let me know.
Wait, Sharpies don't smell anymore?
Not like that.
Is that an article that you read? You actually saw an article that said Sharpies don't smell the way they used to?
Yeah, because at work when I have to write out the script for the actors, I use Sharpies and I'm not sitting there getting high on it. So that's why I know.
Interesting.
Interessante.
Interessante.
Uh huh.
Okay, but that.
So Verona, yeah, and
was my favorite day.
Yep, yeah, and we made a cute little picture of us smooching.
So cheese ball.
Yep, so cheese ball, and then your mom made even a sweeter rendition of it with sparkles.
So cheesy, that was mom. Oh my gosh, so embarrassing. Why? It's like, just why, mom? If you guys don't follow my mom on Instagram, you should. I don't even know what her handle is. It's like at dana.r.schroeder or something. But it's so embarrassing. You're welcome for that little treat. It's so embarrassing.
Just look at your tag pictures.
All of her hashtags. Hashtag mommy it's loves you. Though. Hashtag cuddles for days. Hashtag love my beau.
Oh. Hey, she's been treating Refund like a freaking princess and actually put her in a princess dress.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure that was the first dress that Refund has ever been in.
She's a great dog mom.
Yeah. Dana is helping Refund find her femininity. Because she is Refund is a boy dog.
Well, I always thought that about Luda, but my mom never dresses Luda like a girl. Like, why did she just go straight for Refund? She never does that to Luda.
You know?
She's never once done that.
Well, maybe because Refund, you can put a bow in her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shaggy ass long hair.
Right.
You need to get that shit groomed ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Verona, my favorite day. And then creepy haunted house where I thought your sister was going to murder me.
Best
favorite night.
And best restaurant, best food.
Best food, best restaurant, best everything.
The tattoo of my name you got on your butt. Oh, you didn't tell anybody. Oh, sorry.
Not yet.
Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Waiting for it to heal. It's okay. I feel like you did just propose because you turned your dragon tattoo on your stomach into a White Walker. Yeah.
There's nothing like getting a dragon tattoo when you're 16 and then trying to get it removed when you're 30 and then when you're 35 and it just hurts too much and then saying, fuck it. And then even older.
Then I
might as well just use it.
Yeah.
And now I just turned it into a White Walker.
A White Walker.
Wow.
So romantic.
AF. Capitals.
Romance. A-F. Freaking F. That's
AF squared.
C. Okay. So that is our recap thus far.
Yep.
I mean, I don't feel like we really missed out on anything. Basically, shit's going really well. So I don't really have anything to complain about.
We should get one with my sister to sit there and just talk more random stuff about things.
Yeah, I feel like I should bring my recorder and just sometimes just turn it on when your sister's around just so that we can get little nuggets of joy from her.
Yeah, Because the cultural difference of the things that come out of her mouth are fantastically funny.
And I love that she thinks we're alcoholics.
Yeah, she does.
Like, legitimately, she does not understand. Every time we order another Aperol Spritz or another drink, her face is like, what? Like, how can you? How? But how? I love you, but how? That's what, and I'm like, we just can. It's called practice. It's like any sport. It's like what football players do. You practice, you get better. You practice drinking, you get better.
Well, we're going to get really drunk before we meet my birth father on Sunday. That's going to be fun.
Funsies.
So stay tuned for that. Shit.
Yeah, we'll be doing another podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to tweet me at Stassi, and I'll do my best to favorite them and answer them in the next podcast if you guys have anything for me or Bo. I'm sorry that I'm making you my podcast partner, but, like, you have to.
Well, we're here for another week and a half, so.
Yeah. You know, it's called being responsible.
It's called being in a relationship.
A relationship.
That's practicing for Spain.
Bye, Khaleesi's.